time now is 10 minutes to 1 o'clock. This time here, leaving Dawson Creek. The mileage on my speedometer is 42,104 miles at this point, just outside of Dawson Creek. Time is now 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I stopped at a place here to have coffee and take on gas and oil. It's scattered clouds, high overcast, broken, and the temperature now is 73 degrees on this road out of Dawson Creek. I'm out about 40 miles now. I'm seeing miles and miles of farms, cleared land. They're not small little patches. These are hundreds of acres each. And in that Tamnoy Valley over there in Fairbanks area, there's the same opportunities. Just a little work and the right kind of people. Now we're entering the town of Beaver Ledge, and it's incorporated to the limits here, and there's flour mills and grain mills here, and they're very modern buildings. They've got a new modern schoolhouse, as good as any I've ever seen. They're doing a little construction, quite a little construction. Everybody seems to be busy. There's nobody standing around on the streets not working, I promise you that. There's the National Flour, the Alberta Pacific Grain, the United Grain, Alberta Wheat Pool. Those are large grain handling silos. There's a little sawmill over here, and a nice new motel, a new gas station. There's a real nice looking farm up here with all the buildings kept clean and painted up. Well, this farm is Alberta province experimental farm here. It's a real nice looking place. It's about probably several times, two or three times as big as the experimental farm at the University of Alaska. I'm 27 miles from Grand Prairie, and I'm on my way now. I see two more big grain storage in the elevators here, and I notice every farm has one or more ponds where they've built up and they keep water in them for irrigation purposes. I don't know what other reason they'd have. But everyone's got a pond at all these farms along here. I'm still meeting big semis loaded with trailers, tankers, and campers going north towards Dawson Creek and Fairbanks. This is another long straight road. I can see for several miles ahead of me there. I'd say at least 8 or 10 miles, maybe 15 miles, straight road, as far as you can see. There's some more nice green farms here. I noticed their houses, some of them are new, some of them are not so good, but everybody has some machinery. That's one thing they have today. This highway is actually a four-lane highway, only they've got a parking strip along the edge about 8 or 9 feet wide, and they've got a yellow line in front of it. You're not supposed to drive on that 8 or 9 foot strip. That's only for emergency parking and for getting off of the pavement. It's a safety zone all along the highway, which I think would be an excellent thing for our highways in Alaska, so that a person can pull off and stop for an emergency. Passing a very large poultry farm here in Sydney, exceedingly well-kept place. They have quite a few grain buildings separated from each other and off of the ground so the rodents and bugs can't get in the grain. This is a strange thing to me. I saw Barney Oldfield break the world's record in his old turtleback car at Ascot Track in Los Angeles years ago when he made 62 miles an hour. And here I'm driving on this highway at 60 miles an hour constantly, which was unheard of in those years. Now I'm coming within sight of Grand Torrey. I can see the town site in the distance about 4 or 5 miles away, which is a beautiful sight in this big flat basin here. There's a lake to one side of me, the left. Everybody has windmills. And these farms are all so clean. No weeds or vegetation. Every farm is in perfect condition. I'm passing what looks like to be a large pulp mill here at this place. What is the name of it? Everything else I see here is all kinds of farm equipment. There's just loads and loads of farm tractors. The CIL company. And here's grain storage elevators. And here's Stewart Equipment Company. They have all painted yellow like caterpillars. In fact, there are caterpillars over there. Well, this is a busy little farming community. Well, just out of Grand Prairie a little ways, but there's an elevation marker here on the highway where I'm stopped for the road workers. And it says 2,420 feet elevation above sea level at this point. And this is Alberta province here that's doing this work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the time is now exactly 3 o'clock. So we're being piloted by a pilot car through the construction work in Alberta here, on this highway between Dawson Creek and Edmonton. And this is a long stretch. The temperature now is 78 degrees right here on the highway. It's getting just like a real summer. There must be four of these escort cars here that I see another caravan coming and another forming. So there's several groups passing by here for this 10 or 15 mile one way escorted passage. I'm crossing the SMOKY, Smoky River Bridge. There's a beautiful little campsite. All these here in Alberta and British Columbia have utility buildings with everything available there. A person can do their laundry or their cleanup or their cooking or anything they like. Another thing I've observed here, which is a very good traffic arrangement, on the uphill, on each hill, on the uphill side, they have two lanes up and one lane down. It gives the slow vehicles a chance to get over in the other track while the faster vehicles can pass. I just got a weathercast from Peace River. It's 80 degrees above zero at 4 o'clock today. 4:10, and I'm coming into Valley View, and I'll be turning south towards Calgary, Canada, from here. Well, the time now is 10 minutes to 5, and I just stopped at a garage here in, Valley View, and they put in a new set of points. Car sounds altogether different. There's no more rattles and bangs. I just seen some goats, and here's some pigs, by God. I'm on my way again. I stopped and filled with gas just out of Riverview. Out of Valley View, I mean. I'm going through an oil well district here. There's hundreds of wells and oil drilling. I see the rigs running all around here. You can smell it in the air. That's what we need around Alaska. We need something to bring some money in. Between the farmers and the oil wells in Canada over here, they've got it started. They're making something. Even if they aren't getting rich, maybe they've really got something going. I notice the folks in Canada have all their roofs painted bright blue or deep blue or some color, red or green. Everybody has a colored roof over here. Passing Hoss River campsite. That's a beautiful spot in the trees. And there's a utility building and garbage disposal, and it looks as clean as a whistle. Another thing I notice here is the cleanness along the highways. You don't see a tin can, a piece of paper, or a sign of any kind except instructions for driving. Traffic. 762 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, pretty steady now for quite a long time, so I must be making pretty good time. Passing the Peace River Oil Pipeline pumping station and reserve. Quite a few trucks hauling oil equipment in this area, and traffic is kind of thin. There's only a couple, three cars on the road right now. Another thing on this stretch of highway, every so far there's a rubbish can or litter can, and every so far there's a nuisance or a garbage dump or a place to throw refuse. It's all posted along the road. I believe this is the longest, straightest stretch I've had. Now it's 6:15, the time here. And this has been a long, straight stretch. Everybody's traveling about 65 miles an hour or faster. Temperature has dropped 10 degrees in the last half hour. It's beautiful sunshine, not a cloud in sight. This is known as White Court, and I'm passing the McLeod River Bridge. It's a wooden deck bridge, steel frame. A nice big new hotel alongside of it here. A lot of service stations. Two cars went by me between 80 and 90 miles an hour, and I'm traveling right on the speed limit, very close to it, 58 to 60. And the Mountie radared them in, and he got all three of them. He's got them on the side of the road here, giving them all citations. I'm passing under a long wooden railroad trestle on the Canadian Pacific Railroad here on the highway, across the highway. There's an underpass, 21 feet and 10 inches. I stopped here at Glen Beach, out of Edmonton, about 40 miles, and had lunch and gassed up the car. Everything's going good so far. This is a pretty lively place. Everybody's working here. There's oil rigs and machinery and trailers. Here's a whole flock of these trailers sitting here coming in towards Alaska. These big ones you can live in for camps, like the oil people use for their big camps. And I probably have passed 50 of them or more yesterday on the roads. And there's lots of campers and lots of trailers coming in on the highway. I had pretty good feed. This is a good place to eat. This is a truck stop and a garage. A lot of oil men eat in here. I'm on my way now, and it's 15 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. You have music while you drive, Jimmy. Miles and miles of highways with forests and stakes along each side as you get into near Red Deer. And there's just miles of turnouts and four-way lanes. Something we don't see in Fairbanks, those that haven't been out of the area for many years can't realize the enormous amount of work that's been done to develop the highways. Traffic signals, guide signs, and hundreds of stakes. I'm coming to one here, and there's literally hundreds of fluorescent top stakes all over this area where this crossroad is. And then there's large green signs with reflecting paint on them, giving directions. These lights along this road looks like a runway of an airplane landing. The same thing, an automobile driver is the same thing as an airplane pilot. He's got all kinds of markers to go by. Calgary radio station coming in. I stopped at Ed and Wally's place at 3 o'clock in the morning here, just outside of Calgary, and had coffee. There's a good clean place, but all the kids in town are up here at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't figure that one out. There's some of them pretty small. It looks like all minors around this place, underage. Well, I finally arrived in Calgary at noontime. And Saturday, everything is closing. I'm down at Stampede Motors here. I've got rear end trouble and regulator trouble. They're going to see if they can fix it. Should be broken up. A homesteader Kamnaw Valley works for many years without making a profit, so he don't have a great deal of big income tax from his land. But the state would derive the sale of merchandise, gasoline, groceries, clothing, and all the other things that help to support a community. The sales tax, which they have, would come out of everybody equally. And I think that they should make some concession. Well, they stopped at the Circle L service station D. They have a nice little restaurant in there, very clean, and looks like a man, his wife, and his son. Very nice. And they're everybody's getting ready for the rodeo, and we're 24 miles out of Calgary here on the road to Medicine Hat. I'm about 60 miles out from Calgary, and I saw a large cattle ranch. They must have had in the neighborhood, it occupied probably 50 acres of stock bins, and every one of them was full of steers and cows. There must have been at least, I would guess, 500 or 600, and that is the healthy start towards the Texas ranch in Canada. I don't know if I put on here this morning, between Edmonton and Calgary, there were several hundred vehicles and military moving down the highway. They were as far as the eye could see, and must have been at least 250 or 300 vehicles, because they were spread out over probably a 40 or 50 mile length. There'd be 6 or 8 and 10 in a group, and then there'd be scatterings, and then there'd be whole bunches of them. And they're going on maneuvers, and I understand part of them are going right over to Fairbanks, Alaska, to Fort Wainwright for their maneuvers. It was broadcast on the news this morning. Since I left Calgary, I'm traveling on the Coast to Coast Expressway, Crown Highway number 1 in Canada, that's just been opened recently. This is known as the Sundeck Motel here in Medicine Hat, Canada. And I had a very good rest. I turned in here last night about 10 o'clock. And it's now, the time is 11:30 Sunday morning, June the 16th, 1963. And I've had a good, real good rest and a good hot tub bath for a change. And I've been visiting with the manager of the motel here a few minutes, and I'm on my way now to go out and get some coffee. I stopped at the Husky Oil Station, 1-8, Carefoot, Medicine Hat, and had hot cakes and bacon. Everything was very good. Now I'm on my way, and the time is 12:20 p.m. in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon. I'm starting on my way east. The weather report at 12:45. Just out of Medicine Hat, was low 65 last night and high 85 as the present moment. 85 degrees above, dry and windy and overcast with some broken clouds. This is still mostly prairie country I'm passing over, and I'm getting towards Swift Current on the Canada Highway. There's a big white prairie. It's green right now, and I see several fields and quite a lot of cattle occasionally. But it's windy here, and I pity the poor guy with a camper. He must be rolling like a rough sea. I've just seen some deer out here in the field, stretching their necks and watching me go by. There's a little light brown spotted deer out here. He's very nervous. I'm sitting and watching. Now he's taking off. When he turns around, his rear end is two big white spots. He was out here getting a drink and eating something here. He's a pretty thing. Now he's really taken off. I just took three or four exposures of some deer or antelope, whichever these may be here. They were over at this little kind of a salt brine spot here drinking, and they took off. But I took several exposures here to see what something. These two or three exposures I just took are entitled to be called wheels. Enormous amount of wagon wheels around here. And another thing, I'm meeting a lot of people heading for the rodeo at Calgary, at the Stampede. There's just decorated cars going by occasionally, and everybody hauling a horse down there. My average speed today has been 58 miles an hour since I left Medicine Hat, and I've seen some more.